Ecclesiastes, When Life Seems Senseless. A book for our time. Meaningless, meaningless, says the teacher. Utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless. In this world, there are only two tragedies, said Irish writer Oscar Wilde. One is not getting what one wants, and the other is getting it. This paradoxical proverb has often proved true. This book, Ecclesiastes, records what happened to that man who had everything. The author of Ecclesiastes had tasted just about everything life has to offer. Wealth? No one could exceed him in luxurious lifestyle. Wisdom? His was world-renowned. Fame? He was king, the most famous man of his time. Systematically, he sampled all of life's powers and pleasures, yet all ultimately disappointed him. All proved meaningless. What is the point of life, he asked. You work hard and someone else gets all the credit. You struggle to be good and evil people take advantage of you. You accumulate money and it just goes to spoiled heirs. You seek pleasure and it turns sour on you. And everyone, rich or poor, good or evil, meets the same end. We all die. There is only one word to describe this life. Meaningless. Ecclesiastes strikes a responsive chord in our age. Ecclesiastes gives some words of hope, including the final summary. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. That's the positive message, the lesson of Ecclesiastes. But such positive words are almost overwhelmed by the author's powerful negative example. You could summarize his whole life in Jesus' one statement. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul?